Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, to Luke, the 7th chapter. For some weeks now, we've been on a subject we're calling the greatest faith. The greatest faith. We've already covered a lot of ground. If you haven't been with us, you can catch up. You can go online and see, hear, download if you want to, the previous messages. It won't cost you anything. And we've been seeing faith that Jesus marveled at. Faith that amazed the Master. Would you like to have such faith that the Lord looks at you and your faith and goes, that's wonderful. That's amazing. Faith. Now, I don't think the Lord is amazed over nothing things, insignificant things. Look with me in this passage, Luke 7, verse 1. I'm reading this in the Living Bible. Luke 7, verse 1. When Jesus had finished his sermon, he went back to the city of Capernaum. Just at that time, the highly prized slave of a Roman army captain was sick and near death. When the captain heard about Jesus, and this is how all faith starts, when you hear, right? You hear about the Master. What is the gospel? Good news. How does faith come? By hearing the anointed word, what the Lord has said. And the captain heard about Jesus. Well, what motivated him to do what we're about to read? He heard what? About the good things that's been happening, right? In the ministry of Jesus. He heard, well, this starts off talking about he has a servant who's very sick and suffering and in pain. And he hears about people getting healed. He hears about people getting delivered. We don't know exactly how he heard, but a lot of it had been happening and it was no secret. He hears about it, and instead of trying to explain it away, or instead of saying, well, you just never know, he gets stirred up that something can happen for them. Yeah. Hallelujah. And so he sent some respected Jewish elders to ask Jesus to come and heal his slave, his servant. Keep going. So they began pleading earnestly with Jesus to come with them and help the man. They told him what a wonderful person the captain was. If anyone deserves your help, it's he, they said, for he loves the Jews and even paid personally to build us a synagogue. I don't think this is what the average centurion did, was go around financing synagogues. So this man obviously has honor for God. Jesus went with them. But just before arriving at the house, the captain sent some friends to say, sir, don't inconvenience yourself by coming to my home. Now, how many people would say, no, Jesus, you don't need to come to my house? But now, this is only one of two individuals in all the thousands that Jesus ministered to in his earthly walk that he said had great faith, the greatest faith he had ever seen. So what we're studying is what is different about this man that allows him to have this kind of faith that Jesus marvels at. And this is a big part of it right here. He didn't think the Lord owed him anything. Y'all with me, friends? He wasn't presuming. He wasn't assuming. And you need to understand, Rome was controlling the Jews and these areas. And so he, politically and militarily, civil power, he has it over all of the synagogues. He has it over Jesus. You know, in an ungodly centurion's mind, he just sends soldiers and, if need be, drag Jesus in there. But not only did he not try to do something like that, he didn't even think that because of who he was, that anything was owed to him, not even a personal audience. This is humility. And great faith is inseparable from great humility. You show me a person of great faith, I'll show you a humble person. Every time. Because before faith is grace. You wouldn't even know you needed to believe if it wasn't for the grace of God. You wouldn't know what to believe if it wasn't for the grace of God. You wouldn't be able to believe if it wasn't for the grace of God. But God gives His grace to the humble. The proud get resisted. Don't get help. So you come to God acting entitled because you're a good Christian. Because you go to church, because you've done things for people, because you've given. You're not in a position where He can help you. Because you can't be gracious to someone who feels they deserve it. Oh, did you hear that phrase? Yes. You can't be gracious. I didn't come up with that. The Lord gave me that phrase years ago. You can't be gracious to someone who feels they deserve it. Even if you did it for them, they wouldn't even be thankful. They think you owed it to them.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, can you see that?
Yeah.
Well, nothing in the provision that Jesus has gotten for us is owed to us.
Correct.
None of it. Sometimes some bad things happen to people. You'll hear them cry out and say, well, what did I ever do to deserve this? The answer is lots, plenty. You've missed it. You've come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. You don't want to talk about what you deserve. You want to talk about grace and mercy, how Jesus took what you deserved. So you could get what you didn't deserve. And so this man is approaching Jesus. Well, you know, this, he doesn't know so much of what you and I are talking about today. But by the grace of God, he knew in his heart, this man is representing God. He didn't know he was God manifested in the flesh, I don't think. But these things that are happening, this is God. And so he wanted to show the utmost respect. So he didn't think he was someone should be approaching Jesus, even personally. He's a man with blood on his hands. He's a fighting man. He's been a hard man. And because he has this relationship with the rulers of the synagogue, he asked them, would you go and ask him about my servant who's sick? And so when Jesus hears it, he says, I'll come and heal him. Praise God. I'll come and heal him. So when the man sees Jesus coming, before he can even get to his house, he sends friends to him. And he says, verse 6, sir, don't inconvenience yourself by coming to my home, for I'm not worthy of any such honor, or even to come and meet you. Now, a lot of folks don't like the sound of that because they say, well, no. Now, I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. In Christ, not in you. In you, and what you've done and who you are, you're not worthy to come before His presence. The only reason you and I will ever get to come into the presence of the Holy of Holies, it's too holy for us, naturally. But Jesus has taken our sin, was judged in our place, gave us His righteousness to put on so we could be acceptable, so we could come in to His presence. But that's a gift. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. It's a gift.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, somebody say gift, yes. Gift, gift. And when you've been given gifts like this, you shouldn't be arrogant. You shouldn't be haughty. You should be humble, right? You should say, oh, thank God, I'd have never got in. I'd have never got in. I could have never received anything, but the Lord gave it to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Washed me, cleansed me, made me holy. So now I can come boldly. Whew.
Yeah.
Right into the presence before the throne of God. Not arrogantly, confidently, not proudly. Can you see this, friends? He said, sir, I'm not worthy of any such honor or even to come meet you. He's talking about personally. That's why I sent these people. Just speak a word from where you are and my servant boy will be healed. I know because I'm under the authority of my superior officers. I have authority over my men. I only need to say go and they go, or come and they come. To my servant, do this or that, and he does it. So just say, be healed. And my servant will be well again. Do you see why he's in the book? You see why this man's in the book? Just give the order. Just give the command. Be healed, and my servant will be well again. Next verse. Jesus was amazed. I want you to say that out loud. Jesus was amazed. Come on, say it again. Jesus was amazed. And turning to the crowd, he said, never among all the Jews in Israel have I met a man with faith like this. That included all the rulers of the synagogue. That included all the priests. That included the 70 that he had sent out. That includes the 12. He said, I had never seen faith like this in the whole country.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button. Then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.